I said. Dr. Nora, how's it going? Great. How are you? How'd the date go the other night? He leaned back in his chair, a huge smile coming over his face. She's the one, he said smugly. I knew it the second she smiled at me. Really? Really? I mean, she looked up and I practically got down on one knee. It was like we'd known each other forever. Like we were made for each other's special order, you know? Sure, I said a bit too emphatically. Same with Bobby and me. Del's smile faltered just a little. Just then an overhead page went off. Attention, please. Dr. Nora Stewart to ER 11, stat. I jumped. Oh, that's me. A GI call to the ER was rare enough to still be thrilling. Off I go, then. Bye, Del. I ran down the hall, feeling very badass, one hand over my stethoscope so it wouldn't bounce, wondering what the call was. Foreign body in esophagus? Choking, in other words. Hemorrhagic lower GI bleeding? Always exciting. More common in a city ER would be esophageal varices due to alcoholism or hepatitis, blood vessels in the throat that burst and can cause the patient to bleed to death. I love going to the ER. Gastroenterology was just as important as emergency medicine, but no one wrote shows about my specialty, did they? The ER was where the cool kids hung out, and my boyfriend was their king. Bobby often said there was little the emergency department couldn't fix, but if they'd paged me, well, then I was the captain.